You are listening to a True Gospel Perspective from our Macedonia Baptist Church ministerial staff. We pray that this message will be a true blessing to you.
Pastor Twyman, to all of my priest brethren, the officers and members and visitors that are here. It's always good to be in the house of the Lord. I don't know how you feel or if you've got aches and pains, but when you press your way to the Lord's house, something happens. And I'm just grateful and thankful to be here. I thank my pastor for the opportunity to stand before you to declare what thus says the Lord. And I ask that you would pray with me and for me. Prayer is always in order, and I sure enough need it. So those of you that have your Bibles, from Paul's epistle to the Ephesians, the second chapter. Ephesians chapter 2. I'm going to start at verse 1 to the 13th verse. Amen. I'll be reading from the Message Bible. You can follow along. And there you'll find these words. It wasn't so long ago that you were mired in that old stagnant life of sin. You let the world, which doesn't know the first thing about living, tell you how to live. You fill your lungs with polluted unbelief and then exhaled disobedience. We all did it. All of us doing what we felt like doing when we felt like doing it. All of us in the same boat. It's a wonder God didn't lose his temper and do away with a whole lot of us. Instead, immense in mercy and with an incredible love, he embraced us. He took our sin-dead lives and made us alive in Christ. He did all this on his own with no help from us. Then he picked us up and set us down in highest heaven in company with Jesus, our Messiah. Now God has us where he wants us. With all the time in this world and the next to shower grace and kindness upon us in Christ Jesus. Saving is all his idea and all his work. All we do is trust him enough to let him do it. It's God's gift from start to finish. We don't play a major role. If we did, we'd probably go around bragging that we'd done the whole thing. No, we neither make nor save ourselves. God does both the making and the saving. He creates each of us by Christ Jesus to join him in the work he does, the good work he has gotten ready for us to do. Work we had better be doing. But don't take any of this for granted. It was only yesterday that you outsiders to God's ways had no idea of any of this, didn't know the first thing about the way God works, hadn't the faintest idea of Christ. You knew nothing of that rich history of God's covenants and promises in Israel. Hadn't a clue about what God was doing in the world at large. But now, because of Christ, dying the death, shedding that blood, you who were once out of it altogether, yes, are now in on everything. And for a few moments, I want to talk to us this morning about Christ makes the difference. Christ makes the difference. It's a growing reality that we see day in and day out that many people are living at ease. Yes, even among Christians. Comfortably living our lives. More and more attached to this world. And less attached to Christ. Those that are in our lives and on our jobs and yes, even our families have gone from trying one thing after another without finding any lasting satisfaction or contentment. So just for a few moments, whatever is going on your life, I don't know your story. You don't know mine. But just for a few moments, whatever is going on in your life, whatever you may be struggling with, whatever report that you may have received from the doctor concerning you or a loved one, today my prayer is that you would leave here today knowing that Christ makes the difference. Oh, yes, he does. Paul began his letter to the church at Ephesus. First of all, letting them know that it was God's will to place a calling on his life and that he counted it a privilege to serve Christ. And brothers and sisters, whether you believe it or not, this same God has also placed a calling on every one of our lives. Oh, you may not be called to preach or to teach or even to pastor, but you've been called to do your part in giving glory to God with the life that he's given you. And I need to tell you, it's personal. Yeah. You can only answer for you. In this passage, Paul reminds us all that we have a past. Amen. And it's good. It's good to remember the way we were. We ain't always been saved. In order for us to be grateful for all that God has already done and is still doing, even right now in Christ, we ought to never take the blessings of God for granted. Yeah. We've all done some things that we regret. Some we even know were wrong and outside the very will of God. Some we thought that nobody even knew about. Some we'd like to forget and wish nobody would tell. Some things you may still even be doing as I speak. But your road dog, Pookie and Ray Ray and Shamika. Yeah. They ain't saved. And one day they gonna tell somebody that I knew you when. Oh yeah, there are times when I did wrong. Yes, sir. And I knew that I had to have a good excuse when I came face to face with mama and papa. And man, I had to have a pat answer. And I just knew that would sure enough convince them of my innocence. But when testing time came, my pat answer backfired on me. So I asked for another chance. Mama was sweet. Mama agreed to give me another chance. She said, "Sonny boy, you've tried everything that you think you're big enough to do. Don't you think it's time to try Jesus?" But Papa had his doubts. He was gonna wait and see till the next time. What I'm simply saying to us, Macedonia, is that somebody here today may be struggling with the issues of life and may feel that you've made such a mess out of things that you have, nothing that you do has made a difference. Maybe you're in need of being forgiven for past wrongs or forgiving someone else. Maybe there's a relationship in your life that is in need of healing. Or you're just waiting like me to have another chance to get it right. Well, today you can face your regrets. You can have forgiveness and have that relationship healed and stand at the door of another chance. All because Christ makes the difference. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I need to tell you, God isn't concerned about where you've been or who you are in your little eyes. Yeah, your titles and your positions and your treasures. But he is concerned and longs to see what you are, not who you are. Our parents gave us a name so others would know whose we are. But the day that you accepted Christ as Lord, we're given a name that will carry us through eternity. It's spelled S-E-R-V-A-N-T. I'm a servant. And in Greek it means doulos. Not do less, it means do lots. This name in the eyes of God is what we are. And whatever part we are called to play, we need to aim at giving him our very best. Quit coming to the house of the Lord Sunday after Sunday and sitting on a pew and chewing. That's all that you do. God's got work for every one of us to do. Oh, there may be pitfalls and obstacles, amen, and troubles, amen, all around us. But we're not defeated. Sometimes we don't know what to do, but we don't give up. Sometimes we're cast down. But God never forsakes us. Sometimes we're hurt, but we're not destroyed. And can I just tell you, folks are gonna hurt you. You just gotta have the wisdom enough to choose the ones that's worth suffering for. And I don't know about you, but I count it a privilege to do anything to suffer for the God that saved me. All because he's made a difference in James O'Rear's life. Yeah. We all gonna go through some storms in this life. In fact, we're either just coming out of a storm or we're headed to a storm. Or we're on our way right now for storms we don't even see. But I'm so glad. I said I'm glad that we don't look like what we've been through. Amen. And I learned that we've been built for stormy weather. Church, there's a danger in serving the Lord without a heart to walk with him. We may not be all God wants us to be, but there's always room for improvement. And it begins with me. I did tell you before, you remember, I told you I was a rascal. Yeah, running and sinning continuously and at the same time loving it. But now I'm his servant because Christ has made a difference in my life. Oh yeah, he's still working on James O'Rear. And I'm wise enough to know I haven't arrived yet. But I'm working to get home. And oh, when I see Jesus. When I see Jesus, it's amen. All of us have a past. And even now we've had something or someone in our lives that have made a difference in our lives. Some event, some stranger that we didn't even know. Someone whose life helped make sense of my own life. Some event that forced me to come out of my comfort zone. And the Bible tells me that you can know a lot about theology. And your mind, when your mind wanders and becomes confused, your heart ought to confess, ought to refresh you. Your conscience ought to tell you when you've done wrong by your pastor. When you've done wrong by God, your conscience ought to tell you. And so it refreshes me to trust more and more in him who makes the difference in my life. I've got to get out of here, and I got to close. Maybe, I don't know, maybe you're struggling with unresolved issues this morning in your life of the past. Christ will make the difference. Yeah. Maybe you've been hurting, and the pain and challenges of this life have weighed you down, and life has a way of bearing down on us all, but I want you to know that Christ makes the difference. Maybe you're living on the edge, and you just need a word of encouragement this morning, or just somebody to whisper to you, it's gonna be all right. Yeah. Maybe you're looking for love in all the wrong places. And you just can't see no way of things working out for you. Well, if I'm on your street today, this is your day to try God. Yeah. To get a fresh start. See that Christ alone makes the difference. He may not do it. Amen. In ways you expect. But he has everything. thing in this world under control. You don't have to worry about what they're doing in Washington or what they're doing over yonder. You need to look at up to Jesus, who makes the difference. Over 2,000 years ago, God had an eternal plan for this world. A plan to use the church and believers like you and I to work out his plan through Christ, who alone can make the difference. When men are lost, amen, and without hope in this world and on their way to a burning hell, Christ stood up in the portals of heaven, declared, "A body thou hast prepared me." He came down, amen, through 40 and two generations. He came healing the sick, giving sight, amen, to the blind, raising the dead, amen, doing all that he could to make a difference in this world. He was falsely tried. You know the story. He was beaten. Amen. He was crucified. He died and was buried. And this whole world, was doing just like it's doing now. Walking, rocking, and reeling. There's nothing else matter but what I want to do. And say, we got this old apostle at last. And so he stayed there all night Friday night. Amen. All day Saturday night. And all Saturday night. But that ain't the end of the story. You got a story to tell, cause early.
I said early.
Early Sunday morning. He got up out of the grave. Said, "Now I was once dead, but now I'm alive forevermore. And I'm the only one that can ever make a difference in this world. You gotta come in by the door. I come by here to tell somebody whatever you're struggling with. Today is your day to yield to him so that you will find for yourself.
We hope you enjoyed this message today, and we pray that it was a true blessing to you. If you are interested in learning more about Pastor Charles D. Twyman and the Macedonia Baptist Church family, you can reach out to us at www.mbcdet.com. Thank you, and God bless you.